This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we're going to spend the next half hour with you going through the Word of God. We're in the book of 1 John right now, talking about the things that God wants to teach us. We're dealing with 1 John chapter 4, which has to do with the spirit of the Antichrist. And so we're going to look at that for just a few more minutes today before we dive into our next area, which is all of the things that are in the world that are not of God. And so we're going to look at that. So would like to invite you out to our services tonight. We have class for kids, we have class for adults, and we have a class for young adults. And so if you are looking for a Bible study, our Bible study is not a bunch of fluff and stuff. We dive into the Word of God. On Wednesday nights, we are studying the Gospel of John. We're getting pretty close to the end of that. And we produce a study guide, so we have the tables set up so you can take notes, and we've got pens available. The only thing we don't have is you. And so if you would like to come and join us, we would be thrilled to have you. 165 North Grove Street tonight at 7 p.m. We're going to go back. Let's go back and read 1 John chapter 4. We'll read on down verses 1 through 6. It says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard, which was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, and they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So we started off yesterday talking about the spirit of the Antichrist. And then as we went back to 1 John chapter 2, verse number 18, we see that the Antichrist is not just a future person. 1 John 4 makes it clear that the spirit of the Antichrist in the future is already operating in the world. And then when you see 1 John chapter 2, verse number 18, you see that there are many Antichrists that have come. And we talked about some of the identifying characteristics of them, that the more Antichrist spirits that there are in operation, it indicates the lateness of the hour. Some of them may have been part of the body of believers but have now emerged out of that, because they said if they would have been of us, they would have continued with us. You see, one of the indicators of a true disciple is abiding in Christ. And that's one of the things that 1 John talks about, is that it wants to teach us to abide in Christ and Christ to abide in us, that the anointing of God to abide in us, and that the Word of God abide in us. And it says, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Now, if you drop down to verse number 22, we didn't get to this yesterday. It says, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? So the spirit of Antichrist denies the reality of Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one of God. It denies that, and that person is Antichrist. He's opposed to all things God, all things that delight and please the Father. And it goes on and says there in verse number 22 that the Antichrist denies not just Jesus, but denies the Father and the Son. So, and again, this is not just a verbal denial. This is, because yesterday we mentioned that it's a spiritual confession. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. It's not just, can the words be uttered? It's the spirit behind that. So our confession is our lifestyle. So we see that Antichrist denies the Father exists, denies the Father's will, denies the Father's plan, desires or denies the Father's leading, also denies Jesus, would deny the Spirit of God as well. And so there's a, there is a pattern of undermining and attacking the credibility of God to try and establish this person's own credibility, own standard of righteousness, set himself up as God instead of God being God. Now, there's one more verse that I want to mention to you. It's in 2 John. So 2 John only has 13 verses. It is right after 1 John chapter 5. And verse number 7 in that one chapter says, for many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Okay? And so we see that where Jesus' ministry was always done in truth and integrity and soundness and in completeness, the Antichrist always operates from a point of deception. And it wants to try to undermine the reality of the ministry of Christ the Son. By the way, Christ is not Jesus' last name. That's the title. Christ is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word Messiah. It means the anointed one, the one who has come to delight and do the will of the Father. It describes the ministry of Jesus, the Son of God. He is God the Son. So let's go back to 1 John chapter 4. That's enough talking about the Antichrist. I prefer talking about the real deal. So, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you've heard was coming and is now already in the world. So the Bible describes that we are not of this world. We are strangers that are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. We've got our sights set not on what this world has to offer, but instead we've got our sights set on an eternity being in the presence of Jesus. That is our goal, not just for ourselves, but for everyone else around us. So I have this conversation with my father on a pretty frequent basis, and I've made no illusions. We're not a very large church. It's not because we wish to remain small. We've just had a lot of people who come into the area and become a part of the church, and then they move out of the area, and you know, we're not able to have many of the programs that larger churches have. We experienced a lot of years where there was financial struggles, but man, as I was asked to communicate with someone here recently about all of the things that we had done and in the 32 years that we've been pastoring, and it's like, man, we have done a lot of things. We've put on kids conventions. We have hosted countywide revival meetings that were too big for our church, so we coordinated with other churches and had those. We've had major ministry teams that have come in. We've knocked on every door, done outreaches in the community. We've done a lot of things. In fact, my dad says, you know, y'all do way too much for a church your size. I said, well, you know, the reason is because we don't want to be a church that stays the same size. Our mission is to be a blessing to God, to our families, to our church, and to our community. And by that, we want to be a blessing to as many people in the community as we can. So that's why I work as hard as I do. So there's a lot of preparation time that goes in. There's a lot of other aspects. So I've got the radio side of the ministry. I've got the Sunday morning side of the ministry, the Wednesday night. I've got the leadership of the church, the discipleship of the saints. There's a lot of different things on top of the business side and the administrative side and pastoral care and visiting people in the hospitals. I stay pretty busy. By the time Friday gets here and I say it is Friday, I am thankful that it is Friday. Today's Wednesday, but I can already tell you I'll be ready. I'll be ready for Friday. And so my dad, he'll say, you know, you're too busy. You're too busy. And it's not busyness. It's the fact that I'm driven to reach as many people with the gospel of Jesus Christ as I possibly can. So, the ministry of the spirit of Antichrist is now already in the world, but we're not of the world. We're ministering in the world, but we are not of the world. And Jesus said, Father, I'm not asking you to take them out. I'm asking you to make them effective in the world. So John 17 is a great chapter. So I told you on yesterday's program, I wanted to focus on another phrase that is repeated, not just the spirit of Antichrist, but this concept of being in the world. So in verse number 1 of 1 John 4, it says that there are false prophets who have gone out into the world. A true prophet focuses on thus says the Lord. A true prophet calls people back into a relationship with God that is a relationship based in living a holy and righteous life. So there are false prophets that go into the world that do not fulfill that mission. So their message is not based in thus says the Lord. Their message is based on reception or creating an audience, but it is not about necessarily inviting people into a relationship with the only one who can forgive our sins. It can be a message about making people feel better, but feelings don't necessarily change your reality. So there are false prophets that have gone into the world. There's the spirit of Antichrist that is in the world. But 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4 says, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The God who lives inside of us, Jesus Christ, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the one who abides in us and we abide in him, he is greater than the spirit of Antichrist that is in the world. And I just like to throw this out there. It's not close. You know, March Madness, the basketball tournament, especially in those early round games, you can get some blowouts because there are good teams matched up against teams that are not nearly as good. But one of the things that everybody that watches March Madness likes to watch about it is you can get some nail biter games. You can get some games that come down to the last second, the last split second, because it's not about the resume on that particular day. It is about the score on the scoreboard. And so you can get some games that are really close. Well, when it comes to the greatness of the Spirit of God that is in us compared to the spirit of Antichrist that is in the world, the spirit of Antichrist is seriously inferior. It is microscopic in scope compared to the Spirit of God living inside of you. If the battles that are going on inside of your person are touch and go battles, I want to share 1 John 4:4 with you. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Let the Spirit of God have dominion and watch your victories increase. Watch the liberating ministry of God in operation in your life gain new ground in your life, that all of a sudden you are finding yourself drawn deeper and deeper into a relationship with God, and you are finding that the influence of the spirit of Antichrist is growing less and less each and every day. Okay. You might make a spreadsheet and when it comes to weight loss, they talk about non-scale victories. There are times when you're losing weight that the scale doesn't move. You find that place in your body is trying to adjust, but you can still be making headway. So I've told you that I've been successful in losing weight over the past 6 months. And even though the scale doesn't necessarily move each and every day, there are times my wife will say, your clothes are looking baggy. That's a non-scale victory. Your face is looking thinner. That's a non-scale victory. And so as you're keeping track of the greatness of God increasing in your life and the grip of the spirit of Antichrist losing ground in your life, it might not be something that is easily seen, but all of a sudden at the end of the day, as you're getting ready to lay your head on your pillow and you're talking to your commander in chief, that all of a sudden you say, God, I want to thank you that I was I was able to be a blessing today in an area where I was never really concerned about being a blessing before. God, I want to thank you today that the temptation that used to have the victory over me was defeated today. God, I want to thank you that where I didn't used to give any thought to studying your word or any thought to praying, and God, maybe I didn't even consider attending the house of God and gathering with other believers. God, I want to thank you that that desire is increasing in my life. It might be this. God, I used to never think about telling another soul about the greatest person in my life, and that's you. And God, I want to thank you for the privilege of sharing Jesus with those around me. Greater is he that's in you. Never forget the greatness of God. He is greater in size. He's greater in power. He is greater in character. He is greater. He's infinitely greater in every area of your life. So greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And it says they are of the world. These would be the people who are operating by the spirit of Antichrist. And it says, because they are of the world, they share a same, they share a common language, they share a common, I would say a common value system, but I think I would refer to it better as a common devalue system. Because God values people, the devil does not value people. They're just a tool. They're just an object to him. He doesn't love them. He hates people, and so they share a common devalue system. They speak of the world. The only thing that the world really has in common is their hatred about God. So you can see that at the Bible constantly, or repeatedly would be a better word, repeatedly talks about battles that are going to take place on a global stage. And it talks about that the entire world will be gathered against Israel and the God of Israel. Okay? Now, you think about the people who cannot stand one another. They would just as soon, you know, rid the world of that person rather than have to look at them. And at some point in time, all of those hostilities are going to be set aside so that they can fight against God and they can fight against the people of God. Okay? And so there is that they have, at the very foundation of their lies, at the very foundation of their deception, of everything that they do, the things that they speak, the motivation that they have day after day after day, it all boils down to this. They hate God the Father. They hate God the Son. They hate God the Holy Spirit, and they hate God's people. That's what this world really is all about. And it says they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. So we believe that the church should look like a little microcosm of what heaven will look like. And heaven will be surrounded with believers from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. That's how powerful the blood of Jesus is. And so we have people who their primary language is not English. Now, when they can speak English, and they come, they get ministered to, they minister themselves. They're great, great people. But when they are together with their relatives, with their friends that speak the same language, and it's not just in church, but in other places, they speak their native tongue. And every once in a while, I can pick up a little bitty something and then there's other times where I am absolutely clueless, other environments, and I'm just clueless as to what they're talking about. But that's the language that they're the most comfortable speaking. So if you took me to a different country, like I studied Spanish, I studied 3 years of Spanish, two in high school, once in college. If you took me there, I would be able to speak very, very little. If I took a refresher course, I would still be able to understand very little and speak very little, because it's not what's native to me. Here it talks about that people who are of the world's devalue system, of the world's self-created standard of righteousness to replace God's standard of righteousness, they speak of the world and the world hears them because they share that same language. I got a little bit over a minute. There's two more references in this chapter. It says in verse number 9, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world." God so loves the world, all of those people who are hostile against him, all of those people who are fighting against him, God loves them, and he sent his Son into the world. And Jesus came because of the great love that the Father has. And it says, he sent his Son into the world that we might live through him. So the world system leads to an eternal separation from God. God doesn't want that. So he sent his Son, the one who is greater than the spirit of this world. He sent his Son into the world to die so that we might live. He sent him into the world so that we could have eternal life. Verse number 14 is the last reference, and it says, "Testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world." If you find that the things that are governing your life are not of God, but they are of the world, and you want to change that, the answer is Jesus. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, and he will be your Savior. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."